I love this topic tremendously, is human capital management. When we go through one of these programs, inherent to the change is you are building your leaders of tomorrow. I like your 2050 program, and having folks participate in any of these programs, they are learning from others, they are learning what works, they are learning what needs to be course corrected, they are learning how to be those leaders of tomorrow. That is critical for sustainability. You have generations out there now that, quite honestly, are very selective about the programs they choose to work on. I have consultants that will say, oh, no, thank you. I really would not like to work on that project. And you first scratch your head and say, that's a different type of response from whence I grew up. But that's okay. They're making their mark, and they are trying to make sure that what they are involved in, they're passionate about, they're engaged in, and you know what? In the end, that leads to greater success. If you don't have engaged employees, you're not going to get as much success. It doesn't mean you will fail, but you will not necessarily have as much success than if your employees were 100% engaged and driving and moving those mountains.
I think it's really important what you just said and pointing out that when we grew up, being I'm probably even older, the environment was you do what you're told to do or what you're asked to do, and you just jump in and you make it happen. Mm-hmm. There isn't a choice. And as leaders, I so often hear people say, why should I have to reward them or acknowledge them or anything else? They're paid to come to work. That doesn't work anymore. It really doesn't. This idea that of positive psychology, that I have to be more positive than negative, six positives for every negative statement, that the Daniel Pink autonomy, mastery, and purpose, that people will engage more if they have a sense of purpose and freedom to make some of their own decisions, that people are more engaged if they have a best friend at work. These are all completely new ideas compared to when I started working, which wasn't like the Dark Ages or anything. So the field of leadership has changed dramatically, and I really appreciate that you're acknowledging on a consulting project where you are running from the minute the door opens until pretty late at night, getting our talent, our people who are engaged in making this happen, they really need to be excited about it, have a sense of purpose. Then the work they deliver is so different than I showed up, I got it done because my boss said so, and I'm going to go home and not think about you people anymore.
Exactly right. The quality of the outcomes just, you know, is exponential when you work in that type of environment.